Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Not great in the sense of being wonderful, marvelous, spectacular, but great in the sense of being extremely consequential and significant and profoundly important. The period of time we're going through could be a turning point in American history, and it could be a turning point for the worse. And that is a terrible thing to realize, especially when the leadership of the country seems so utterly paralyzed, and it doesn't need to be. There is one basic failure that I think that President Biden is going to have to acknowledge and then going to have to correct, or his presidency is going to be a complete disaster and completely unravel. And what you see right now is he promised to unify the country. Right now he's unified the country largely in disgust at the way that he's handled the situation in Afghanistan, the way that he's handling the situation on the border. We're going to be talking about all of that. We're going to be talking about Afghanistan and the Middle East and Iran coming up with Michael Rubin of the American Enterprise Institute, who has spent a great deal of time in that part of the world and has an informed perspective on it. We'll also be speaking with Ruben Navarrete about the games that are being played right now in reacting to Afghanistan and reacting to the census story. And we're going to be speaking to Andrew Sullivan, who is a naturalized American, as somebody from Great Britain, obviously, who has adopted American citizenship and expressed great love for the country. What is wrong at the very core of our country and our politics right now that could allow something like this to happen on such a narrow basis? What were Biden's wrong assumptions? We will get into that, because there is one assumption that he made that is incredibly damaging to our country and to any chance of a successful presidency or anything like that. And by the way, I think that Republicans are not serious when they talk about trying to use the 25th Amendment to get Biden out of office. That would be an amendment that says where there would have to be a finding by most of his cabinet that he's not capable of executing his duties. Other attempts already to try to use the impeachment tool, which was so stupidly misused by Democrats against President Trump when they had no chance for either impeachment of having any success with the attempts to go after him. Now the fact that the Republicans are trying to imitate that lack of success, how pathetic. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. One particularly sad, but I think very, very telling recognition of the level of the Biden administration failure so far comes from David Axelrod, who was a political guru for Barack Obama, worked with him since his days back in Chicago, and then running for statewide office in Illinois. And he was a special assistant to President Obama. So does David Axelrod speak for Obama? No. But has Obama said anything about any of this? Not yet. I suspect he will. We have heard from President Bush. David Axelrod, aide to Obama, was all over TV yesterday. And on CNN, where he is a contributor, the former political guru for Barack Obama had this to say about what's happening in Afghanistan. Clip 3.
But you cannot defend the execution here. This has been a disaster, and anybody with a beating heart watching these scenes of people desperately swarming the airport trying to get out ahead of the slaughter that they anticipate on from the Taliban, you know, it is heartbreaking, it is depressing, and it's a failure. And he needs to own that failure. He's the commander-in-chief.
Yeah, he does need to own that failure. And there's also a failure at the very, very core of his mistake and his mistaken handling of the crisis in Afghanistan and the mounting crisis at the border. They both involve the same failure and the same broken promise. What was a broken promise? President Biden won the election, at least in part, based upon promises of bipartisanship, of stopping the polarization and all Democrats are good and all Republicans are bad, or all Republicans are good and all Democrats are bad. There needs to be, particularly on foreign policy, and this was proven way back by President Truman and Senator Vandenberg, who was a very conservative Republican senator from Michigan. And they worked together because they were confronting Stalin and because they were confronting the evil empire. And they changed the world, and you could say they both played a role in saving the world. Is there no one on the Republican side that President Biden could have worked with before making these decisions and single-handedly reaching a conclusion, which, by the way, he says, well, I my hands were tied because Trump had promised to get everybody out by May 1st. Well, he didn't. And you didn't need to either. And if you're going to change that date, and then you're still going to go forward with withdrawing all the American troops without the approval of any of our NATO allies, without the approval or concurrence of any of our Afghan allies, at the very least, Mr. President, what you should have done is speak to the leaders of the opposition party in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the House Foreign Affairs Committee and other people from the prior administration. In other words, for a decision of this magnitude, it cannot be just a Democratic Party decision, especially when the margins between Republicans and Democrats are so close. I mean, right now, until some of the new Democrats take over for people who have been appointed to the Biden administration, actually formally become the new members of Congress, like the one replacing Marsha Fudge in Ohio or in other Democratic districts. But it's three seats. It'll maybe be five seats coming up. But it's so close in the House, and of course it's tied in the Senate. Think how much differently this would have gone if the president said, you know, we're going to now meet and we're going to plan out a joint bipartisan plan for Afghanistan. And stop trying to play politics with it, which is, I'm afraid, what he did. He assumed, obviously, that this would be very popular. There are polls that, for instance, that say, oh, yeah, when people are asked about withdrawal from Afghanistan, they think that's a great idea. There's a Chicago Council survey that finds that when asked whether they support or oppose the decision to withdraw U.S. forces from Afghanistan by September 11, 2021, the Chicago Council survey finds 70% of Americans support it, only 29% oppose it. This support spans partisan affiliations, though larger majorities of Democrats, 77%, and Independents, 73%, then Republicans, 56%, agree. That's a meaningless poll because it doesn't show the way that the entire world is responding to the handling of this situation, which is with contempt. We will hear what General McMaster, Lieutenant General in the Army, has to say. He was also, of course, National Security Advisor for President Trump. And we also had a press conference earlier from another major general. We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor.
Boost Our Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved Show, Walter Russell Mead, who writes for the Wall Street Journal. He has taught for many years at Bard College in New York State. And he's one of the most thoughtful voices out there on American history, frankly, and on American foreign policy. And he writes this today. He quotes Winston Churchill, which is always a good idea. Quotes Winston Churchill's reaction to Munich. The title of his column is Biden's Chamberlain Moment. Chamberlain, of course, the prime minister who surrendered basically Czechoslovakia to Hitler and then said, we have peace in our time. And here's what Churchill said about that. He said, you were given the choice between war and dishonor. You chose dishonor. And you shall have war. Winston Churchill's words to Neville Chamberlain following the Munich Agreement echo grimly across Washington this week as the Biden administration, writes Walter Russell Mead, reckons with the consequences of the worst handled foreign policy crisis since the Bay of Pigs and the most devastating blow to American prestige since the fall of Saigon. Joe Biden, writes Walter Russell Mead, believed three things about Afghanistan. First, that he could stage a dignified and orderly withdrawal from America's longest war. Second, he believed that a Taliban win in Afghanistan would not seriously affect U.S. power and prestige worldwide. And third, he believed that Americans were eager enough to put the Afghan war behind them that voters wouldn't punish him, even if the withdrawal went pear-shaped. He was utterly and unspinably wrong about the first. The first was the idea that he could stage an orderly and safe and peaceful withdrawal. Concerning number two, he says, we shall see about the second. And what one fears, he was equally wrong there, and we will see about the third, that the American people are so fed up with the war that they will get behind Biden. See, I think it's different. I think Biden thought he was going to get a big political plus from this, that people, according to all the polls, were tired of the war. They wanted to bring our troops home. So he had said he would do that, and now he is doing it. Except he didn't say he would do it in a way that would damage the United States and damage our allies and lead to this level of human suffering. It was utterly predictable. But see, this is the only thing you can figure as to why he didn't make it a bipartisan thing. After all, Trump had been advocating the same policy. Of all of the policies that Biden has changed from Trump on everything, on national monuments, on oil pipelines, on funding the government, taxes, everything, Biden is trying to do differently from Trump. And on this one, he wants to do the same as Trump. Okay, so when you're making the announcement, invite Trump. Make it a bipartisan thing. And that way you're protected if it does go south. Because you can say, well, this is, we all did this. But no, this is his now. He owns it. And the idiot idea that he's not going to have, okay, don't have Donald Trump. It's very clear that Joe Biden cannot stand Donald Trump, and I'm sure the same thing is true. Donald Trump cannot stand Joe Biden. But he has a decent relationship with Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell voted for his infrastructure bill. He was one of 19 Republicans who did. If you could find, and he could have easily found, Republican leaders, including Kevin McCarthy, and Rob Portman, you could go to again. Go to Mitt Romney. Go to any Republican leaders, Marco Rubio, you name it. And tell them to come in, and if they agree with you about the war in Afghanistan, that we should bring our troops home, and many of them had already expressed agreement with President Trump when he wanted to follow that, he could have done that. And can you imagine what that would have looked like, how differently it would have looked? First of all, had he consulted Republicans, he would have gotten some good advice to avoid some of the more egregious mistakes. But the idea that you're going to trust yourself alone and your inner circle and your partisan Democratic interests, this is part of what Biden did that got him in so much trouble. And General McMaster, who was the National Security Advisor I think, the most successful national security advisor of the four of them. I mean, he's not the one who got arrested and indicted and then pardoned. That would be General Michael Flynn. But no, General McMaster is a terrific public servant. He wrote a fantastic book on Vietnam. He is a major general. And General McMaster said this on CBS News when he was asked flat out whether he agreed with the basic decision. Listen, 2A.
Your belief, General, that your belief we should not have left Afghanistan.
Absolutely, and I think you can just see that based on the tragedy that's unfolding before our eyes. And of course, we're seeing a humanitarian catastrophe, Anthony, but it's worse than that. It's going to affect our security, it's going to affect our reputation in the world, and it's going to strengthen the jihadist terrorists who we went to Afghanistan to defeat after the most devastating terrorist attack in history on September 11th, 2001.
General, if you go back through three presidencies, they all wanted to leave Afghanistan. The American public does not support us being there, but you say we talked ourselves into defeat in Afghanistan. What do you mean?
Well, I'll tell you, Anthony, we've had three presidents in a row tell us it is not worth it. But I think what we're seeing today is that the cost of our precipitous withdrawal far exceeds the cost of a sustained and sustainable commitment there. I mean, Anthony, we had, who knows what the number would be, 8,500, 3,500 troops. But what was important about beyond the numbers is that Afghans were bearing the brunt of their fight, right, to preserve the freedoms that they've enjoyed since we helped them defeat the Taliban in 2001. But they were also fighting for us, for all humanity, on a modern-day frontier between barbarism and civilization against jihadist terrorists who are the enemies of all humanity.
And is he not right on that? Or his further comment on comparing this to Korea? This is 2C.
But General, I mean, if you look at South Korea, I mean, Korea, the people in control there want us there. The difference in Afghanistan is that there's a large element of the country that doesn't.
Did you see the images of people running, next to that C-17 aircraft? Did they want us there? Or did they want the Taliban there? I think this is really a false narrative. We did everything we could to deliver psychological blows to the Afghan government and the armed forces on our way out. Right? We began to negotiate with these criminals in Qatar without the Afghan government. What did that do for the legitimacy of the Afghan government? We made concession after concession. We forced them to release 5,000 of the most heinous people on earth who returned immediately to the battlefield and began to again victimize the Afghan people. I mean, I don't know. Do you think the Afghan people are welcoming the Taliban under these conditions?
Okay. Is he right or not? We will get to your calls, but first we're going to be speaking with Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute on what's next.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With VantagePoint, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, VantagePoint's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of VantagePoint.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is again defending the withdrawal of remaining U.S. troops from Afghanistan. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan telling reporters there was no good options for a final withdrawal.
what has unfolded over the past month has proven decisively that it would have taken a significant American troop presence, multiple times greater than what President Biden was handed, to stop a Taliban onslaught. And we would have taken casualties. American men and women would have been fighting and dying once again in Afghanistan. And President Biden was not prepared to send additional forces or ask any American personnel to do that over the period ahead.
Facebook users won't be seeing any content that promotes the Taliban. That's because the social media giant is keeping a ban on those posts in place. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Rubin is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where he specializes in Iran, Turkey, and the broader Middle East. He's a former Pentagon official who has lived in post-revolution Iran, Yemen, and both pre- and post-war Iraq. He also spent time with the Taliban before 9/11. For more than a decade, he taught classes at sea aboard the Horn of Africa about the Horn of Africa and Middle Eastern conflicts, culture, and terrorism to deployed U.S. Navy and Marine units. Dr. Rubin, you spent time with the Taliban when they were ruling Afghanistan before.
That's correct. I went in March of 2000. At the time, the Taliban had taken over about 90% of the country, about the same amount of the country that they control today. And they were lobbying in Washington saying, look, basically, we're no worse than Saudi Arabia. You should recognize us. We've closed the terror training camps. The situation with women isn't as bad as they say. And so I called their bluff and went. And what I found was that they had lied about the terror training camps, and the situation with the women was just as bad as the Americans said. And furthermore, while the Taliban said they brought security to the country, when I would go around and talk to people in Persian, in Dari, the local language, they would tell me that some of them welcomed the Taliban back in 1996, for example, when they conquered Kabul, but that only lasted for about 3 months. Then the Taliban became just as parasitical, just as oppressive as the warlords which came before them, and they wanted the Taliban gone.
Okay, but we keep hearing, and the Biden administration seems to believe this, that this is a new, improved Taliban. This time they really mean it. They're not going to be mean to women. How could they do such a thing? and surely they want to win approval from the world community. Why is that a wrong assumption? And I assume you believe that it is.
I do. The only thing that the Taliban has improved on over the past 20 years is their public relations. They understand that there is a lot of useful idiots around the United States and in Europe who are willing to take them at their word. But what we see is behind the pronouncements of general amnesties, of inclusive government, either we see asterisks or we see the asterisks, for example, women will have rights as long as they're compatible with Sharia. And the Taliban's really narrow definition of Sharia, Islamic law. The other thing we see is while they offer general amnesty, they've confiscated the personnel records of any numbers of Afghan special force operators, for example, and they're going door to door, raping their families and executing the Afghan who worked with the Americans. We shouldn't fall for this nonsense.
Is that already happening, to your knowledge?
That is happening. We've seen reports. We've seen pictures of, unfortunately, those who have been killed. The Taliban figure that while the press might be at Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul, anywhere outside, it's open season.
It's what about those people who say, and I know you would have an answer for this right away, that, well, our real adversaries here are China and Russia, and this withdrawal from Afghanistan is actually going to help us focus on a much more potent enemy like China. Does this actually strengthen us or undermine us in terms of dealing with the Chinese?
It undermines us. The Biden administration often talks about ending forever wars so that they can concentrate on what's called near-peer competitors, Russia or China. The fact of the matter is, however, over the last 5 years, we've suffered fewer casualties in Afghanistan than people who have died in automobile accidents in Baltimore, Maryland. Essentially, despite the mistakes of our early missions in Afghanistan, where we sought to do nation-building at great expense and great cost in blood and treasure, we our presence in Afghanistan managed to hold the Taliban at bay at the, for the cost, or not much more than the cost, of what our presence in Korea and Japan cost. In effect, it was traditional containment and deterrence. What we have done is not only provide an open door for China to come into Afghanistan, because Pakistan is China's vassal, the Taliban are China's vassal, so think of the Taliban as China's vassal once removed. You've got a situation where China is willing to block off Indian access and American access to Central Asia now. We're pinning ourselves into an ever-shrinking box. At the same time, the abject humiliation of that we suffered in Afghanistan and willingly suffered in Afghanistan is going to have profound repercussions in places like Taiwan, perhaps in the Baltics, where China and Russia are going to test us. When Ronald Reagan withdrew our troops from Beirut after the 1983 Marine Barracks bombing, he may have thought he was simply ending the conflict in Beirut, in Lebanon. But that withdrawal under fire was cited by a Somali warlord, Mohammed Idid, at the Black Hawk Down incident. And then it was cited by Osama bin Laden when he chose to attack New York and Washington. The reverberations of this are going to be far-reaching and long.
Okay, speaking of far-reaching and long, one of the things that I have been reading about in the last 48 hours is how close the Taliban have been out of power with the Pakistani government. And that there's an assumption that Pakistan will work very closely with them. Pakistan is increasingly closely aligned with China, and that there will be support from China and Pakistan with its nuclear weapons for this new Taliban government. Do you anticipate that that will be the case?
Not only do I anticipate that will be the case, that already is the case. The Pakistanis have, opened their border posts to the Taliban-controlled areas. They're paying customs duties to the Taliban and so forth. There would be no Taliban without Pakistan. You know, some conspiracy theorists and blame America First folks say, well, the Americans created the Taliban when we armed the Afghan resistance after the Soviet invasion, but that's wrong and it's anachronistic. The Taliban were created in 1994. Say what you will about the CIA, they're not in the habit of training kindergartners because those who became the Taliban were 2 or 3 years old when the Soviets had invaded the country. So the Taliban have all their support with Pakistan's intelligence service, the Inter-Service Intelligence, or the ISI, and simply put, they would not be where they are without ISI support. About 10 years ago, I had spoken to the former chief of the ISI, who admitted openly that the Taliban were his proxies.
Okay, this is all extraordinarily important. You can hang on with us for a few minutes more, because there is much more to cover. Because in this troubled world that we live, Pakistan is not the garden spot exactly. It's not a country that is doing well in terms of social cohesion. And, of course, it was a linchpin of our anti-terror policies. President Bush has spoken out expressing his great sorrow for what is going on in Afghanistan. My question coming up, Michael Rubin, and it's one that, honest to God, some people, at least, in the Biden administration must be asking, is what do we do now? I mean, given the fact that we now have more troops on the ground in Afghanistan than we did when President Biden, with so much flourish, announced the withdrawal, where does it go from here? And for the sake of the country... 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back with Dr. Michael Rubin of AEI, American Enterprise Institute.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Will socialism or free markets decide the future of our state of Washington? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but they cannot do it alone. Join WPC Friday, October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency for their Western Washington annual dinner event and support market-based reforms for our state. The internationally acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and the free market champion John Mackey will deliver the keynote address. In addition to being among the world's most successful business leaders, Mackey launched Conscious Capitalism, a vigorous defense of private enterprise and its power to do good. Mackey warns we cannot surrender future generations to the trickle-up poverty of socialism. Help promote the positive power of markets. Washington Policy Center's annual dinners have become among the nation's biggest events of their kind. Get tickets and information at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Michael Medved show, trying to make sense about what happens next in Afghanistan. Major General Hank Taylor, who is not a retired general, he's currently serving, he announced today on behalf of the Pentagon that there will be approximately 4,000 U.S. troops on the ground in Kabul. Now, does that mean that the American troops are going to be helping bring peace and order together with new friends from the Taliban? Is that a real possibility? And what about those folks, and there are many of them, who say that, well, this is very much like leaving Saigon, but that wasn't such a terrible thing. I mean, look, Vietnam has turned out to not be a complete satellite of China. It is a communist state that has moved toward more free market innovations. And after a little bit of an orgy of killing and re-education camps and driving people to the borders and the boat people and a great deal of human suffering, America's okay. We left Vietnam after a much greater commitment that we had to Afghanistan. Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute, who has actually spent time with the Taliban and seeing them up close and personal, what do you say to people who say it was the right decision for us to leave Saigon and to abandon the Vietnamese, and it worked out well for the United States? I'm not sure how, but it did. At least that's according to the argument. What do you say to folks who say, we'll have the same thing here, there'll be a little bit of embarrassment, a little bit of pain, but then in the long run, we will have strengthened our country and Afghanistan will go its own way? Why is that not a plausible argument?
Well, the reason why I don't think that the analogy holds is twofold. First of all, I think a better analogy to the Taliban in Afghanistan is the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia, which decidedly did not act like the Vietnamese did after the withdrawal of the United States. The Khmer Rouge went on a rampage for purely ideological reasons and killed over a million Cambodians who didn't subscribe to their ideology. I think that is something we need to worry about a little bit more. But the other reason why the analogy doesn't hold is the reason we had gone into Afghanistan is to prevent the Taliban government from creating a safe haven for Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups. And we were largely successful in that. There were no terror training camps. The Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups were afraid to settle in one place in Afghanistan the way Osama bin Laden did before 9/11. Now, we've already seen designated terrorist groups like Jaish-e-Mohammed or Lashkar-e-Taiba, both of whom have killed Americans, for example, in the 2008 Bombay bombings in India, have already come back to Kabul. We know that the Taliban had never upheld their end of Zalmay Khalilzad's February 29, 2020 peace agreement to disassociate themselves from al-Qaeda, because in recent months we had killed two al-Qaeda leaders under Taliban protection while they were fighting with the Taliban. What we're basically doing is creating a situation where we are allowing al-Qaeda to sink root, and in effect, while Joe Biden said in his press statement that he wanted to worry about the conflicts of the future rather than the conflicts of the past, what he's ensuring is that Afghanistan becomes the center for both.
And when you say a center for the conflicts in the future, how would, given the map, how would Afghanistan matter particularly to, say, the Chinese?
Well, China is, of course, mostly interested in commodities. And so they're going to go in and they're going to try their commercial business. And, you know, that's fine. But the biggest worry, however, is that as China tries to expand its influence, it will, number one, cut off all the Central Asian states from the United States, from India, from other regional democracies. Number two, it's going to use China as a model to psychologically wear down other countries, for example, like Taiwan, for example, South Korea or Japan, who must now be convinced that the United States doesn't have staying power. That's how Afghanistan will come into play in terms of the great power competitions we now have.
And if you were if they picked up the phone at the White House, unlikely, I know, but and called up Michael Rubin at AEI and said, okay, this isn't working out very well for us. What should we do? How should we change course? What should be our new policy? What would you tell them?
First of all, keep in mind that the Taliban seldom win territory by battle. More often than not, they gauge which way the momentum is blowing, and they will cut political deals in order to acquire territory. That's why they moved so rapidly through Afghanistan now, but at the same time, that's why they lost so rapidly back in 2001. So number one, what I think we need to do, if anyone in the White House cared, would be to simply insert those Marines you talked about, but not just at the airport, throughout Kabul to force the Taliban out. It can be done, and if we're serious, the Taliban would fade away rather quickly. At the same time, we've got to address the Pakistan problem. The Taliban would not have won without Pakistan's support. Why is Pakistan, which is responsible for the deaths of hundreds, if not thousands, of American forces, a major non-NATO ally? Why are we continuing to shield them when it comes to the Foreign Account Task Force, the FATF, which combats money laundering and terrorism funding? The fact of the matter is, we should be sanctioning Pakistan now to take the edge off what they are claiming as their victory and to make it clear that there will be consequences for their actions. My biggest worry down the road isn't simply that Pakistan is going to gloat and crow triumphant. It's the fact that every country which sponsors jihadism, radical Islamism for export only, ultimately faces blowback. It happened in Saudi Arabia, it happened in Syria, in Libya, in Turkey. It's going to happen in Pakistan. But the difference is Pakistan is a nuclear power, and we've got to be worried about the loose nukes problem. We've got to turn our eyes towards Pakistan.
You're talking about the possibility that Pakistan allows nuclear weapons to be used by terrorist elements?
No, I'm not going that far. My concern is that Pakistan will collapse, that the Taliban, once they no longer need their Pakistani sponsors, are actually going to turn their guns back towards Pakistan. It's already happened to some extent because the Afghan Taliban and the Pakistani Taliban, the Tehreek-e Talibani Pakistan, as it's called, or the TTP, are ideological brothers. The Pakistanis often say that they've lost tens of thousands of people fighting the TTP. Well, at some point, the safe haven which has now been created in Afghanistan can be used against Pakistan. And as you said in your introduction, Michael, Pakistan is a very weak state, one about which we should be very concerned.
Okay, so what do you say to those people, and this is just in the few moments we have left, who say, look, the Pakistan, Afghanistan, and we're dealing with Al-Qaeda and Pakistani Taliban, and why don't we just leave them all alone, let them fester in their own juices, and they'll leave us alone? Why is that an inaccurate argument?
First of all, what we were doing in Afghanistan's traditional containment, like what we do in Germany, Japan, and Korea, no one calls them. Second of all, this notion that they will leave us alone is a complete and utter fantasy. The fact of the matter is we are their ideological enemy because they hate our culture. The reason Osama bin Laden talked about attacking America, oftentimes in Islam, scholars say, well, only defensive jihad is permitted. But what Osama bin Laden did was say, look, all these color TVs, cosmetics, Cadillacs, that represents a deliberate plot dreamed up in the bowels of the Pentagon to separate Muslim children from God. So if the grievance is Western culture, liberalism, and that becomes a reason to attack, that's what we're up against. We can't project. Multiculturalism isn't walking into a sushi bar and ordering a mojito.
Michael Rubin, appreciate your work. We're going to put access up to it up at our website. And it's extraordinarily important that people get this background because this is not a problem that's going to be evaporating anytime soon. Wish that it were. We'll be speaking about another problem, the problem, the crisis on the border, truly with 1 million or even 2 million unauthorized entries into the United States. That and more, a war on the current head of Homeland Security, with Ruben Navarrete coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.